All right, so the first thing that you're going to need to add to your brand today, which everybody that's starting a clothing brand should know this, but let me reinforce it, all right? They need a designer. Well, you that's watching this video, you need a designer, all right? You cannot produce the best clothing products whatsoever if you do not have a designer, all right?
How y'all doing? Welcome back to the video. I'm Marlon Wise, co-owner and CEO of World Envision, and we started this brand with 12 shirts and $120, and now we have a seven-figure empire. And man, we coming here to give you the jewels and tools and tips that it's gonna take to be successful. In this video, we about to tell you the three things you need for your brand today to continue to turn it up, all right?
All right, check this out, Before we get into this video, I need y'all to go to the description right now. All right, turn us up. I need you to go check out our digital products that we got to teach you how to scale your brand from zero to seven figures in sales. All right, let's get it.
Don't forget to like, subscribe to our channel, run us up.
Run us up.
And let's get straight into it.
All right, so the first thing that you're gonna need to add to your brand today, which everybody that's starting a clothing brand should know this, but let me reinforce it, all right? They need a designer. Well, you that's watching this video, you need a designer, all right? You cannot produce the best clothing products whatsoever if you do not have a designer, all right? So that could be somebody that's on your team day to day. That could be somebody that you outsourcing. You should not have an excuse to do designs, all right? So I give a quick story of how we, you know, got into the business of clothing, and we kind of had like a small advantage because I am a designer myself. I went to school for graphic design.
But we started on Uber Prints.
We started on Uber Prints and like custom ink where you could actually make designs on the actual site. And then we used to take pictures of the designs and then send them to the print shop and then let them remake it. So like it's really no excuse to get started. If you don't necessarily know how to design, try to download like an app on your phone. Like people always tell people that is Canva. Download some on your phone, just try to finesse something to create a design, and then you can always send that off to a designer or to your print shop and tell them, hey, I probably don't have this in the right, you know, file or whatever, but I need this to, you know, be in the design so where I could print this on a shirt, or I could print this on some shirts or whatever like that. And then also, like we always say, you could go on Instagram and literally type in graphic designer, and you could find somebody to start making you a design, right? So number one, what you need, Marlon? What they need?
They need a designer.
Talk to them. What's number two?
Number two, you're going to need management.
Okay.
What we mean by that is management is going to be taking it from a hobby to a business. So we call it hustling. And what we mean by hustling is like not actually building for the future, but just trying to get the sale now. So most people, when first starting their brand, they're just having product and they're just making sales. They're not thinking about a database. They're not thinking about a mission. They're not thinking about, you know, creating a system for fulfilling the orders. So overall, once you have the designs going and you have a proven product, now it's going to be time to take it from just being a hobby and not having a business account to, you know, managing it as a real entity and as a real company, because you're going to need it to be a business to continue to scale up when it's time to get maybe credit to buy more inventory. When it's time to get it, you need an EIN to apply for wholesale accounts. Like taking it to the next level and improving your management is going to be the second step to taking your business to the next level.
Facts. And management is super important if you're really trying to get past $100,000 in sales and trying to reach that $1 million level. If you don't have management, it's always going to be a hobby. Like it's always going to be a hobby. It never will be a real business. So in order to take that next step to make this a real clothing brand business, you have to have a management team, or you have to have, you know, a manager overall. Keep everything organized, all the day-to-day operations running smooth, things like that.
Last
but not least, this is a curveball right here. You need to have a marketing budget. You don't have to have a big budget, but you need to be able to put some type of money into marketing. And like when we say marketing, we're not just talking about Facebook ads. You need at least if you could get, when we started out, we have cards that we put in our order. That's telling our story to the brand, that's telling the message of our brand, got our social medias on there, got our website on there. You need to have, that's marketing. Like you,
it's marketing. We call it internal marketing.
That's internal marketing right there. We got wristbands that we put in the order sometimes, hit it up. And then like Marlon told y'all before, we used to do free wristbands to get more customers in our database. So you need to have some type of marketing budget. Because if not, you're not going to be able to continue to scale your brand. And you don't have to have $1,000, $2,000 marketing budget a month to get started.
Usually we say max, well, minimum 10%, max 30% of the total cost of the product that you have. So if you spent $100 on shirts, spent $120 on shirts, 10% of that would then use to then spend on advertisement to sell those 12 shirts.
Exactly. So if you want to make $1,000 in sales, first you got to buy the inventory. Correct. You can't make $1,000 in sales without inventory unless you're doing pre-orders. Right? But we talking about if you actually got the product in your hand. And then you have to take a percentage of that, which Marlon said, either 10, 20, or 30%, and you have to invest that into marketing. So if you want to make $1,000, usually what we invested 20%, and that'll be $200 to make $1,000. And then that will continue to scale your brand. But don't look at that marketing budget also as like money that you're throwing away, because it's really money that's going to be, you know, those customers going to be spending back with you for a lifetime. Yep. So you're going to invest that $200 now, but that $200 may be more valuable within 2 years from now, because you're going to continue to have those same customers that's going to be purchasing from you. And that's really where the value at.
But then it gets to, and we're going to leave y'all with this. It leads to economies of scale. It's cheaper to get more than it is to get less. So from the scenario that we talked about, you get 12 shirts for $120, that's $10 a pop. But you may get 1,000 shirts and they may charge you $7 for each shirt. So then you got those 1,000 shirts, now it's 7,000. But truly, it was $10. If they charged you $10, you would have spent 10 bands. But now you actually saved 3 bands that you can now put into marketing to sell 7,000 shirts.
All right, hey, don't give them too much game, because if they want to know all of that, they got to go get that 7 steps to build a 7-figure empire. All right.
Appreciate y'all.
See y'all in the next video. We out.